Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. For those living rough, Coldest Night of the Year is a crucial fundraiser held annually in Port Hope. It hopes to raise $50,000 for the Greenwood Coalition. Already 140 walkers and 34 teams have signed up to walk 2 kilometers or 5 kilometers along the river and historic buildings. Lana Misson and Kim Jay are both members of the board of Greenwood Coalition and organizers of the Coldest Night of the Year in Northumberland. They will explain what is going on and how people can still participate. Besides raising money, it is an opportunity to educate the community on issues related to poverty, housing, and experiences of people who do not have proper shelter. Have a listen. I'm so pleased to have with me today Lana Misson and Kim Jay. Both are members of the board of the Greenwood Coalition and organizers of the Coldest Night of the Year in Northumberland. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lana, let's start with you. For those who may not know what the Coldest Night of the Year is, can you explain what it is all about?
Certainly. So Coldest Night of the Year is a fundraiser that happens nationally across Canada and in parts of the U.S. Through Blue Sea Foundation. And so what it is that across Canada and the States on February 22nd, it's a Coldest Night of the Year fundraiser where members of communities sign up to walk and to donate and fundraise to support local charities that are in their communities that are important to them and are working with folks experiencing homelessness, hunger, and hurt. So there's a variety of organizations. And here locally, we're working with Greenwood Coalition for the Port Hope Walk.
Kim, can you tell us about the history of this local walk?
We have been doing Coldest Night of the Year for 11 years now, and it has been a part of my life since I moved to the community. The first time I did the walk, I was fortunate enough to help out as a photographer, and I've just been involved every year since, and it's so important. It raises funds for Greenwood Coalition, like Lana said, and it's a great opportunity for everyone in the community to get out and support all of the people around who need a little extra help at this time of year. I mean, all times of year, but especially in the winter when it's cold and they're facing different needs. And we're here to help. And together as a community with friends and family, we come out and walk. And it's been a highlight of my experience in Port Hope and a lot of people's experience in Port Hope for 11 years.
Lana, can you explain what happens on this walk? Paint us a picture, if you will, of what happens, just in case people have never seen it or seen pictures of it.
Certainly. So this year we're going to be gathering at St. Paul's Presbyterian Church, which is in the heart of downtown Port Hope. So you're going to show up around 4 o'clock. You can register or check in with us. If you've raised over $150, you get a toque for this year. So every year there's a whole brand new hat that comes out. So you might see some old styles around. And this year's a beautiful navy blue with leather on it. High collectible item for sure. So everyone will don their hats. You're going to sort of gather together and we'll have some opening remarks. And then we hit the streets of downtown Port Hope. So there's a 2 kilometer or a 5 kilometer route. There'll be volunteers along it to cheer you along and sort of celebrate getting out and walking together. It's a beautiful route that takes you along the river and the historic buildings of downtown Port Hope. And hopefully warm up while you're doing your kilometers because it is cold out there, and be able to sort of celebrate the joys of working together and walking together, and again, our beautiful town, in both community and in landscape. And then you're going to come back to St. Paul's at the end of the walk, and we're going to have a sit-down chili meal together to warm up.
Kim, what is different this year compared to last year? What's new?
Well, this year we are extremely fortunate to be bringing back the chili warm-up after the walk. We haven't been able to do it for the last few years because we have been outdoors. This year we're fortunate enough to be starting and finishing at St. Paul's, like Lena said. So we will be bringing back the chili sit-down party. And we have a lot of support from different members of the community, different restaurants who will be providing chili for this event. And it's great to see how all the community members pull together. We've got people supporting us from the mill, from the Beamish House, Olympic Burgers supporting us for the chili. It's incredible. There's just so much support for this chili event, which is, I'm so excited for it. It's probably one of my favorite parts of the walk. It's nice to sit down after and enjoy a little community spirit and gathering, having some chats and conversations after. And we're also really excited this year because we are doing a kickoff party at Ganaraska Brewing Company. And it's going to be a fantastic night with live auction, great performers, Ladybird, Kale Crow, and Greatest of Ease will be performing. And pay what you can. Come in if you feel like making a little donation, the money will go to Greenwood Coalition.
Lena, how many people have signed up so far?
At the moment, we're over 140 walkers with 34 different teams, and there's still time to sign up. You can show up at the event to register and join in with family and friends. We usually see around 200 people join us to head through the streets of downtown Port Hope.
Can you tell us a bit about some of these teams who have signed up?
Yeah, so the teams are a variety of family and friends. They might be from local businesses and organizations. We also see service clubs and churches join us. And so sometimes there's friendly competition between the teams as to who's going to raise the most or who's sort of in the lead. And so we see teams like those from, like I said, local businesses and organizations that really like to support us and come out time and time again. And they always shoot us a message even ahead of time to be like, "Are you doing the walk again?" Because they want to make sure it's in their calendars so they can have an amazing time out. And one of our biggest supporters this year is Loria Auto Group. They sign up with a team, and they're also doing our sweep vehicles. So they'll be going around and checking during the walk to make sure everyone's safe and healthy. And Mosley the Moose will be joining, I hope, for some warm-up activities too.
Kim, there's been some structural changes at the Greenwood Coalition. There's been a new board, the executive director has left, there's been some staffing changes. What impact has this had on the event?
There has been some big changes behind the scenes. I think the heart and soul of Greenwood Coalition really is the people we support, which is exactly why we do this walk. So we're still here doing Coldest Night of the Year because it is important for us to support those in our community who need us right now. They need us to be with them, beside them, giving them a hand in hard times. And I think that's what keeps us motivated and going forward with this walk year after year. We can do so much with the money that this event brings in. And we still have the support of the old board. We have incredible support from past members of the board. It's a team. And even though it looks different this year, everybody's still part of Greenwood Coalition in some way, shape, or form.
Kim, is there a new executive director yet?
Not yet.
Lena, from a participant's perspective, what is it like to be involved?
To be involved as a walker with Coldest Night of the Year is an opportunity to even engage with your own broader community. It is a peer-to-peer fundraiser, so it is set up to have folks sponsor them in their walk, which is sort of really fun because it's a whole variety of ways that a person can do that. But in general, for like the day of the event, it's a fun, family-friendly, winterific event. There's not a lot of opportunity to get outside in the cold and have it be pleasurable if you're not an outside winter person. And so it's nice that there is sort of a community activity with it. And I think coming in as a participant, you feel welcomed. You feel the warmth from everyone, and being able to have this visible display of supporting our neighbors, that we are all coming together and we're representing the support and the care and the consideration of our neighbors that are experiencing challenges and struggles. And right now, at this time in our lives, like we're all sort of feeling the pressures in some way, shape, or form. And I think there's a really lovely moment that exists when we're able to gather for a common good.
Kim, from an organizer's perspective, what is involved in putting all this together?
We have worked tirelessly. It's amazing. There are four very dedicated people working pretty much night and day to help organize and run this event. Lana is the event director, and a lot of the background work has fallen on her shoulders, and she has risen above and beyond. She's done an incredible job. There's a lot of back and forth with Blue Sea, which is the parent company of Coldest Night of the Year. We have worked really closely with the municipality of Port Hope for our route, for permissions and grants, and all the things that we need to put this walk on every year. We've worked with the church to make sure that we have everything under control for that. We've reached out to our community for help and support. And there's a lot of, dropping in and saying hi to our sponsors, making sure they know how much we appreciate them. There's a lot of touch stones that we like to cover, making sure that each person who walks or donates is personally reached out to so that they know that we do appreciate what they have done for us.
Lena, how much do you hope to raise?
Our goal this year is $50,000. We always aim for a bit more than what our goal is, but in general, we're looking to raise $50,000 to support our programming, so our Art for Healing, our Red Path Recovery, and wraparound supports.
Last year it was $95,000. Did I get that number correct?
That was our goal last year. Historically, we aim to raise around 25% of our budget. And this year, we're working with a smaller organizational budget. And so we've matched our goal to reflect that.
Kim, why do you do this?
I do this because, one, I respect and admire the Greenwood Coalition community. I'm really happy to be part of it now, behind the scenes. I do it because I really love to see the Port Hope community come out and be there. It shows how important we all find each other, and we want to be there to help each other. And there is an amazing spirit every year at Coldest Night of the Year. The walk is highlight of my year. It's great to see all these different organizations, individuals coming out to do this walk together.
Lena, what do other people say to you about what motivates them to be involved?
I think what I've heard from others is to be involved with Coldest Night of the Year is part of it is they want to make a difference in their community in any way that they can. For other people, it's that they really appreciate the work that Greenwood Coalition does, and they want to be able to walk alongside it as well as our neighbors. I think some other folks, they feel like they only have a little bit of time or a little bit of energy to invest, and so they'll sign up to volunteer for the walk so that they can give back, and they really love seeing everyone's smiling faces on the route. So depending on where folks are sort of intersecting or coming in, everyone really feels motivated because they feel like they have a little bit of time or energy or gifts or skills that they can bring forward, and every little bit counts, and every person has so much value to bring, regardless of what that might look like.
And we see a lot of people having fun and raising money during the walk, but behind this is a serious issue in Northumberland County. Let's talk about people living rough for a moment. How would you characterize the current situation for these people in Northumberland?
I think, as Lena mentioned, we're all undergoing hardships right now. There are obviously people who are struggling a lot more than others. And I think us being able to be out there beside them, offering them help, is so important. It's a really hard time for everybody. There's a lot of unease in the community. There's a lot of change. There's a lot of housing issues. We could go on and on about it. It just is a really hard time for a lot of people. Food, housing, community supports, everything is just a little bit harder this year.
Lena, 310 Division Street has been open for a while. What are your thoughts on its efforts since opening, and is it meeting the needs of the people who lack shelter?
I can comment in that I think 310 Division Street is an incredible community support that Transition House has been able to offer. In the fact that there is supportive housing, that there's the warming room space, that there's the emergency shelter. I think in terms of where it fits on the housing continuum is definitely filling a gap that has been in the community before. I can't speak directly to how individuals feel because I do know that with any support system that is out there, that for some folks it would fit their needs and their trajectory and what they feel is safe and supportive for them. And for other folks, that might not be the service or the offering that best fits them at this scope and time. So for those that it works for, it's incredible for them in the community. For those where it's not quite the right fit, as Kim said, for those that it might not be quite the right fit, as Kim said, everyone is struggling in different ways, and there are still gaps into services in Northumberland County that I know lots of organizations are working on and trying to solve together.
Kim, let's talk a little bit about that because there are still people living rough in Northumberland. What are the unmet needs that the Greenwood Coalition is seeing?
I think for us, our focus has been on providing a warm space for people to gather. I think the lack of actual community and gathering places is a number one, well, not number one problem, but it is a really big problem. People don't have that community structure that they used to have. And it's really important for people to be able to gather, to share their experiences, to have a warm cup of coffee or some chili or soup. A lot of what Greenwood does is provide supports that create comfort. And instead of making people feel less than, they feel welcome. They feel like this is a place where they can come as they are and be part of a community that is very supportive, very caring. There's no judgment. You need a hot cup of coffee, you come in, our doors are open.
Lana, besides raising money, how effective is this event in educating people about homelessness in our community?
I think Coldest Night of the Year is effective in educating folks in our community because it is an easy entry point to those conversations. It's a fun, family-friendly event to get people together to understand that in the cold of the winter, there are folks that don't necessarily have access to the same supports and shelter and safety as some of us do. And the one lovely thing about the walk is that it's open to everyone. So you might be walking beside someone who maybe is navigating some challenges in their lives, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that we're all showing up together, that we're working to build longer tables and not higher fences, and that we truly are building a community where everyone belongs. And I think a lot of those pieces are about what homelessness is in our community. And rural homelessness has gone through some changes over the last decade or so. It's become more visible. And that can be a challenge for folks that didn't see it, that it used to be pretty hidden. And I think having a walk where we're all sort of joining and moving together in the same direction and celebrating our values and our differences is really an entry point to be able to talk about these harder conversations.
Kim, if people are listening to this and now they think to themselves, how can I get involved? What would you say to them?
There is still time to join our walk. You can show up day of at St. Paul's Church and join. You do not have to make a donation. If you do want to make a donation, you can find the website cnoy.org. You will punch in Port Hope for the location or Greenwood Coalition for the organization. You will find all the different teams. You might even know a team. You might know a walker already. You might choose to support them, make a donation to an individual, or you can just, send us some good wishes. It's going to be fun. We can always use a little extra TLC and some good vibes.
Lana Miss and Kim J, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much.
That was Lana Missen and Kim J. They are both members of the board of the Greenwood Coalition and organizers of the coldest night of the year in Northumberland. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.